Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, about 7-8 lines down from the top, with the explanation for the Shitos that we brought down. We had a Brisa, which we started yesterday, which brought down the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua on a number of events, whether they occurred in Tishrei or whether they occurred in Nisan. And we're going to go through every single one of them today. So rather than just reading over what we did yesterday, we'll pick up with the Gemara Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he'll explain all of his shitas in this brisa. So Rabbi Eliezer's shita is as follows. Minayin shebet Tishrei nivra olam. We have the famous machlokas, which we'll discuss many times, between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Again, man was created on either Echad B'Tishrei, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, which means that the world, the first day of creation of the world, Bereishis Bara Elokim, was actually on Chof Hei Elul. And the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua is that man was created on Echad B'Nisan, and that the world itself, Yom HaRishon, was Chof Hei Ador. Now, why? Rabbi Eliezer says, Minayin Shebet Tishrei Nivra Olam. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Tishrei, meaning that Adam Hayom Haras Olam, which we say so many times, how do we know that that was, Adam HaRishon was created, the sixth day of creation was Aleph Tishrei. Shenemar, it's based upon the Pasuk in Bereishis, where it tells us, Vayomer Elokim, God said, Tad Shei Ha'aretz Desha, that could be translated as, let the entire ground be covered. As Rashi said, Tiskase V'Tislabesh B'Dishoy, let the ground be covered with grass and various types of vegetation. Tad Shei Ha'aretz Desha. Then it says, Esev Mazriya Zera Eitz Pri, let the ground grow forth and give seeds, and let the trees go forth and give fruit. Now, what exactly does this mean? Ezel Chodesh, which month of the year would this be talking about? She'aretz motziya disham. That's the girsa that we have. However, the Bach is going to switch around the Gemara over here to say instead of motziya, maleya, and later on when we have the word maleya, he's going to change that around to be motziya. So again, we should be reading this according to the Bach, which is the way it's best understood, according to Rashi. Ezel Chodesh she'aretz maleya disham. Which month has the grass already filled up? The different growths are all produced already. The Ilan Mole Peros, and the trees are filled with fruits. In which month is this? Zhevi Omer Ze Tishrei. This is the month of Tishrei. The Tishrei is the month where everything is already grown onto the trees or grown onto the ground. And I'll show you that that's right, Rabbi Eliezer says. The Oso Aperik Zman Revi Haisa, because this is the rainy season or the start of the rainy season. The Yardu Gishamim Vitzimchu, and the plants and the growths, the vegetation, they need the rain at this point in time. Shenemar, the aid yalem in aretz, as the pasuk tells us, that the clouds or the aid, the mist, came up from the ground. Yalem min haaretz. So this supports the idea that we're dealing over here with the world being created in Tishrei. This seems like a pretty good proof. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with this? Rabbi Yeshua says that the world was created in the end of Ador, Chafei Ador, and Adam Rishon was created, sixth day of creation was Aleph Nisan. So how does Rabbi Yeshua learn these psukim? So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Minayin Shevi Nisan Nivra Olam. He says the world was created, as I said, Adam Rishon was created, Aleph Nisan, Shenemar, Vatotzi Oritz Desha, Esev Mazriya Zera. Now, I don't know why we leave out the word Liminehu, but that word should be over here as well. The Eitz Osepri Asher Zaro Bo. That's almost the full pasuk, and he darshens this pasuk in the following way. Now here we have the word Malaya Dusharim, but here the Bach again changes it around and says that the word over here should be Motsia Dusharim. The Ilan Motsi Peros, which month of the year do the buds start coming out, both in the ground, the vegetation starts to grow, and the trees start to bud. Which month is that? Ezu Chodesh Aretz Motsia Dishon V'ilon Motsi Peros Hevi Omer Nisan. He says that this is the month of Nisan, and therefore that's his right. And I'll show you as well. He says that I'm right. V'osu Aperik, at this time of the year, we also have the Pasuk Kuntilin that we discussed a lot earlier in the week. V'osu Aperik Zman Behema V'chaya V'of Shemizdavgin Zeitzuzeh. This is also the time of the year when the animals, the domesticated animals, the wilder animals, and the birds, they mate with each other, and as a result, we know what time period that is, because the Pasuk in Tilim taught us, Shenema, Lav Shu Chorim Hatzon, and continues Ruhule, the continuation of that Pasuk was, we said, when does that occur that the animals mate? Lav Shu Chorim Hatzon, we said, was a euphemism for the animals mating. It says, when Va'amokim Yatzvu Bar, when the fields start growing their produce. And when is that? That is during the month of Nisan. So therefore, This is Rabbi Yeshua's proof. Now, each of them has to deal with the other one's psukim. Nu, ve'idach, what does Rabbi Eliezer do? Nami hoksiv eitz osepri. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with this pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua just brought down in Zariah, that it will be the time that the trees are beginning to bring forth their fruits, which sounds like it's Nisan, not Tishrei, when they're already laden with fruits. So Rabbi Eliezer would dash in this pasuk for a different thing. He says, how will bracha l'doros u'disiv? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, installing in the Bria a bracha that these trees will continue to produce year after year after year after year. And therefore, that's what he says this pasuk is for. It has nothing to do with when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. No, what does Rabbi Yeshua do with Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk? V'idach, nami hoksiv eitz pri. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with the pasuk that says, that seems to be that the trees already have the fruits on them, which would imply Tishrei and not Nisan? So Rabbi Yeshua says that you need, how can Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? You need that to teach us the drasha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught us. What is that drasha? The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol ma'isa bereishis, all the creations of the world were created. Now we have the Girsa l'kol ma'asan, but the Masoros HaShas changes around to Bikomasan. All the creatures were created. The entire world was created mature. It was created in the adult form. Adam and Chava were not babies when they were born. They were mature individuals. They were adults. The first cow that was created, the first dog that was created, the first lion that was created, they weren't created as pups, they're little baby animals. They were created as mature adult animals. And therefore, the komosa nivru, ledaita nivru, they were created with their full capabilities, with their full knowledge. Letzivyona nivru. Tzivyonin is an interesting word. Tosu says over here the word tzivyonim is a lotion of yofi. They were created in their full glory. In other words, you didn't have babies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world in its mature state. I heard once in a shir that Rav Aaron Cutler, Zatzal, had said that this is the best proof that all the scientific evidence about the age of the world. We, in halacha, we, in Jewish belief, say that the world is 5,782 years old. So how do you have a carbon-dated rock that's 15 million years? How do you have all the other scientific, quote, evidence that the world is much older than it is? So he answered all these kashas with one very, very simple answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mature world. When he created the earth, it wasn't in its initial day one state, if you did carbon dating. He created it as a 15 million year old world, so to say. He created all the stars. You could see the stars. How could you see the stars? They're light years away. They're millions and billions of light years away. How could you see the stars? It says that the stars were created. How could they see them on Earth if they were just created right now? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them already with the light here that you could see the stars. So the billions and billions of light years that it would take in the light to travel there, it was created instantaneously. It was created as a mature world. If you cut a sequoia tree and you looked at the rings in it to see how old it was on day one of creation, it would be 400 years old. It would have all the rings inside of it already. And it answers all the shilas about scientific evidence about the age of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Bikol Mosan, Lidaiton, Litzivyonan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a complete world. And that is what Rabbi Yeshua says. The pasuk teaches us. Shenemar vayichulu hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzivaam. This lashon of tzivaam is teaching us al tikri tzivaam elo tzivyonam, in their full adulthood, in their full completed stage. And therefore, that's what Yeshua does with the pasuk. And incidentally, that's the most beautiful answer to give to the scientific evidence that says the world is a certain age. Beautiful. Okay, the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, next thing that we're talking about is Minayin Shebe Tishrei Noldu Avos. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion was that Avram and Yaakov, because we'll have a separate discussion about Yitzhak momentarily. So Rabbi Eliezer's opinion was that Avram and Yaakov were both born and died in Tishrei. And we'll see the opinion of Yeshua, which we already learned yesterday, was that Avram and Yaakov both were born and died in Nisan. So where does Rabbi Eliezer get his shita? Minayin Shebe Tishrei Noldu Avos. How do we know that Yaakov and Avram were both born in the month of Tishrei, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shenema, Vayikwalu El HaMelech Shlomo. This is talking about when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, so everybody gathered by Shlomo HaMelech, Kol Ish Yisrael, B'Yerach HaEsonim B'Chog. When did they gather? It was in the month of the Esonim. The Esonim is the powerful people, the strong people, and it was during Sukkot, B'Chog. Now, which month is the Yerach HaEsonim? Yerach Shenoldu Bo Esoniolim. This is the month that the greatest people, the foundation of the world, the tremendously strong people, i.e. Abram and Yaakov, were born. The patriarchs of the world, the foundation of the world, the Esoniolim, that's when they were born. That's what Rabbi Eliezer dashes with this pasuk. Now, how do you know that the word Esani Olam means what I just said it did? That means very powerful people, the foundation of the world. My mashma, the high Eson Lishno de Takifihu, how do you know that the word Eson means somebody who's very strong? Did it say it? Eson Moshevecha, because it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very powerful, very Eson in his place. So, Va'omer, another pasuk, Shimu Harim es Riv Hashem, the mountains should hear the Riv Hashem. Riv Hashem means the argument of Hashem. Va'esonim Mos de Oritz, and the Esonim, which are the, again, the strong or foundations, Mosad of the earth, are they referred to as the Esonim. Another pasuk, Va'omer, Kol Dodi Hinei Ba Midaleg Ha'arim, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Dodi, is coming and it jumps, medaleg ale harim, jumps over the mountain, mekapetz ale gvos, and it jumps over the smaller mountains. Harim are larger mountains and gvos are smaller mountains. And what does this mean? Medaleg al harim, it jumps. The voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it jumps over the mountains. It means bischus avos. In the schus of the avos, this occurs. And the Rabbeinu Chananel says that the word harim is a lashon of horim, the teachers, which means the avos. Parents are called Horim, your Horim. They're the ones that teach you. And therefore, that's what this refers to in the Pasuk, that the Esani Olam are these Horim, which refers to, again, the great people, which is Avraham and Yaakov. That's Rabbi Lezer's proof. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Minayin, Shebi Nisan, all the Wabas. He says that Avraham and Yaakov were both born in Nisan. Shenemar, because the Pasuk tells us again, in Shlomo Melech, dealing with the Hakamas Beis Hamikdash, but he bishmonim shana va'arbam yoshana. Let's say Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. It was in the 480th year from coming out of Mitzrayim. The event occurred of the building of the Beis Hamikdash bashana harivis in the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign, the Chodesh Ziv, in the month of Ziv. Ziv is Iyar, and it tells us biyerach shenoldubo in the month that the Ziv Sane Olam were born. Biyerach shenoldubo Ziv Sane Olam. Ziv means something that is very shiny, very radiant, very glorious. So, therefore, this is the month known as Ziv. Now, they weren't born in Iyar, so why are you telling me Ziv? So it means this is the first full month. They weren't born on Aleph Nisan, so whatever day in the month of Nisan that they were born. So the first full month was Ziv. That was the month of Iyar. So that's Rabbi Yeshua's proof. You know, again, what does each one do with the other one's proof? I'm not sure why we're not goris the words v'idach nami haksiv. Mesoros Hashas says we delete the words v'idach nami. I'm not sure why. But haksiv, he says, the pasuk says, b'yera ha'esanim. What does each one do with the other one's proof? So what does Rabbi Yeshua do with the proof of the yera ha'esanim that Rabbi Eliezer brought down the saying that it was Tishrei? So he answers, Hosom, the Tekipi b'mitzvos. He says that the month of Tishrei is powerful with mitzvos. As Rashi explains, there's shofar, there's Yom HaKippurim, b'sukkah, lulav, b'yarava, b'nisuch hamayim. So there are many, many mitzvos. That's actually the reason, or one of the reasons we're so busy doing mitzvos that we don't say tachlin between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, because we're so busy with these many, many mitzvos. So Hosom, the Tekipi b'mitzvos, the Yeruch HaYisan is the month that's filled with mitzvos. But that's Tishrei. But here, when we're dealing with when the others were born, that is the month of Ziv, which is the month right after they were born, is Ziv, and therefore they were born during Nisan. Rashi has a second shot, which is a little bit more complicated, trying to reconcile the month of Ziv, the solar month of Ziv, with the lunar month of Ziv. The two don't always go together, and therefore he says that's why Ziv could be referring actually to Nisan, even though it's the month of Iyar, because the solar month of Ziv sometimes comes out during the month of Nisan. Anyway, the first way to understand it was a lot easier. Now, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua brought down from Shlomo HaMelech? V'idach nami haksiv. Here we are goris the words of V'idach nami haksiv. I'm not sure why we weren't goris it before. V'idach nami haksiv b'chodesh ziv. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with that pasuk seeming to refer to the avos being in the chodesh of ziv? So he has a very good answer. How Rabbi Eliezer says that is needed, the isbe ziva li'ilone. That's to teach us that the trees are very glorious, they're very shiny, they're very radiant during this time of the year. The Amor of Yehuda, the Amorah of Yehuda said, Haiman de Nothir b'yomi Nisan. If somebody goes out during the month of Nisan, the Chazi Ilone de Malavle, and he sees the trees that are blooming, that are blossoming, and he sees them in their full glory, so to say, he sees them in their shiny countenance. So Omer, he says, the bracha, and this is Halach L'maisa, this bracha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Pesach, right at the very beginning, where it talks about the month of Nisan, and it says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shlo Chiser Me'olal Ma'uklom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left nothing lacking from this world. Everything is in this world. He created all sorts of beautiful creations, the Ilanos Tovos, and beautiful trees. Now we have the gear, so Lisnos. When we make the bracha, the gear says not Lisnos, it's Lohanos. So, same idea, that we should enjoy them, Bohem B'nai Adam. That B'nai Adam should get great hana from these beautiful creations, these trees and other creations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. And this taka is a real bracha in the month of Nisan, when you see the fruit trees first blossoming, so there's a din that you make this bracha. If it's not blossoming in Nisan for whatever the reason, so you can make this bracha later in the year. But you should make the bracha ideally in the month of Nisan. It's brought down Halach L'maisa in Shulchan Aruch. That's what Rebbe Eliezer uses this pasuk of Shlomo Melech building B'chodesh Ziv to teach us it's the month that the trees were all blossoming and beginning to again demonstrate these beautiful creations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Okay. Next statement is Man D'Yomar B'Nisa Noldu, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, that the Avos, Avram and Yaakov, were born in the month of Nisan. Man D'Yomar B'Nisa Noldu, so he also says B'Nisa Mesu, that they also died in the month of Nisan. They lived their full lives, as we'll see in a second. They were born and died on the same day. Man D'Yomar B'Tishrei Noldu, according to Rabbi Elazar, says that Avram and Yaakov were born in the month of Tishrei, so B'Tishrei Mesu, likewise, they were born in Tishrei and died in Tishrei on the day of their birthday. Shenemar, both of them dash in the same way that a tzaddik dies on the same day that he is born, from the following Shenemar. Vayomer Elohim, Moshe Rabbeinu said in his valedictory address to Klal Yisrael that I'm turning the reins over to Yoshua because today is the day that I die. So he said, Vayomer Elohim, he told Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yov Yesrim Shana Anuchi, and then we add the word in the pasuk, Hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, I'm 120 years old today. Shein Tam Lomar Hayom. Didn't have to tell him today. He says, I'm 120 years old. Of course he means today. So why does it say, why is this seemingly extra word? No such thing as extra words in the Torah. Why is this seemingly extra word in the Torah, Hayom, come to teach us? Hayom molu yomai ushnosai. Today is the day I completed my days and my years. When we give a bracha to somebody, we always say that they should have arichas yomim vishonim. So what does that mean? So arichas yomim vishonim means that you should have living the complete number of years that you live, but you should also have every day should be meaningful, that each day should be a complete day. A person could live 120 years and accomplish nothing in this life. Other people, unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever the reason, said they can only live 30 years on this world, 20 years on this world, 12 years on this world, and yet they could have Arichas Yomim Vishonim, because each day was complete. In any event, it says here in this drasha that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that I completed my full allotment of time, days and years. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for great tzaddikim, makes sure that they have complete years. He fills out their entire year, meaning that they're allotted a certain number of time on this world, and it's complete. They get all of their days, all of their years. And this is based upon Shenemar, Es Mispar Yomecha Amalev. The days of your life will be full. So therefore, they both darshan, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua both darshan respectively. Rabbi Elazar saying Tishrei, they were born and died, and Rabbi Yehoshua saying in Nisan, Avraham and Yaakov were born and died. Okay, but everybody agrees, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, that the Pesach nolad Yitzchak, that Yitzchak was born in Pesach time. How do we both know that? You know what? The Kasev, that's based upon the following pasuk. It says, when the Malachim came to visit Avraham Avinu in Sarah and tell them that they were going to have a child, after all those years of being childless, it says, the Malachim said, Lamoed, at this time, either next year, as the Medrash said, I alluded to this Medrash the other day, that they were in the middle of Pesach, that's why when she was Pirsanida, she no longer was able to bring out the bread that she had baked to them. That's why in the first book it says, Marie, go and bring Kemach Vasi Ugos, and then it says that they didn't bring out Ugos, because the Ugos had become Tommy when she was Pirsanida. So it says, according to that Medrash, when it says Lama Wade, it means at this same time next year. So it was on Pesach, and that he would be born the following year of Pesach. But our Gemara doesn't follow that Medrash, but it has the same end result. Our Gemara says Lama Wade at the next Moed, Ashuve Lecha, and Hine Lusara Bain, and Sarah will have a child. So according to the way our Gemara is learning it, this occurred on Sukkot, and then at the next Moed, which was through enough time to be a gestation period for a child, so then Yitzchak would be born. So this Horah was given to them on Sukkot, and Yitzchak was born on Pesach. How do you reconcile the Medrash and our Gemara? So on the top of Yud Aleph and Beis, there's a Hagah in the Tosos that goes through and reconciles this Ayin Sham. Go look over there for yourself. In any event, He tells us, "Lamoed Hashuv Elecha, I will come back at the next Yontif, and you will have a child. You will have Yitzhak." Emaskoi. Now, when were the Malachim speaking here that they could say at the next Moed? Ilema bePesach. He'd be telling me that this occurred on Pesach, and they said at the next Moed, at the next Yontif, you'll have a child. The Kamar lei Batzeres. So the next Yontif would be Shavuos. Now, how can you possibly have going from Pesach into Shavuos? B'chamish and Yomim Miko Yolda. There's no gestation period for humans. It would be 50 days. So that can't be. You're going to tell me Elo Dekoy Batzeres. This message was given to them on Shavuos, the Kamar lei Batishrei, and it said on Sukkot time you'll have a baby. It's also too short. Akate b'chamisha yachri mikoyolda. Human beings, no gestation period of 5 months. The minimal gestation period, as we'll see in a moment, is going to be at least 6 months plus something. So it can't be that this was a message from Pesach to Shavuos too short. Can't be from Shavuos to Sukkot too short. Ella, it must be the koy b'chag that the messengers, the malachim, came on Sukkot and notified them b'kamalei lamaweid by Pesach time Nisan b'kamalei b'Nisan. That's when you'll have a child. Gemara says that's still too short. Akati b'shisa yachi mikoyolda from Sukkot to Pesach is exactly 6 months. That's too short a period of gestation as well. How could Yitzhak have been born after too short a gestation? So Gemara says, no, Tana. Osa shana mu beris haisa. Here's a very simple answer. There were two Adars that year. If there are two Adars, so there's 7 months between Sukkot and Pesach, just like this year, Mitzvah Shem 5782 has 7 months between Sukkot and Pesach. That's what happened then. Gemara says, that's still not enough time. Sov, ki mad le mar yomi tuma. It says that she was pirsanida, so she had to wait till she was tahara, so then it's going to be less than 7 full months. And batzri lehu, if it's less than 7 full months, that's not enough to have a gestation. So therefore, that's, too short. Some of the folks say, no, why couldn't she have theoretically been pirsanida on the first day of Sukkot? Then at the end of Sukkot, she would no longer be tamei midaraisa, and then if she were to have a baby at that point in time, the baby would be born. She conceived at that point in time, the baby could be born on the last day of Pesach. So that would seemingly fit. So the Mefarshim explained, no, it was the same exact time. Lamaweid has that. Ashuv Elecha. At this exact time, it means the exact same day of the Yontif. So if it was the first day, so then it would have to be the first day. If they appeared on the last day, then it would be 7 days of Tumah. It would be too short a period of time. So, the bottom line is, Batzri Lahu, we don't have enough time, even from Ibar Yar, from Sukkot until Pesach, if the news came on the same day, Lamaway would be exactly the same day of Sukkot and Pesach, so then it would be short 7 months, it would be less. So Amar Azutra, that's not a problem. We have a machlokas elsewhere. Can a woman give birth in less than the full gestation period of time? So even according to the opinion that says, no, a 9 month gestation has to be the full 9 months, nevertheless, even according to that opinion, if you have an abbreviated gestation period, the Gemara is working with the assumption that there are two types of gestation periods. There's a normal 9 month gestation period, and anything before that is premature. But then there's a separate idea, which the Gemara has, which we don't necessarily understand from a scientific point of view, that there could be a 7 month gestation period of time that is a complete, not premature, but that was the way this baby was designated to be, only a 7 month gestation, but that's a full-term baby. That's why the Gemara says that a baby born in the 7th month or the 9th month could be a live baby, but a baby born in the 8th month was always, by definition, a premature baby. In any event, Laman di Omar, who says that a 9 month gestation has to be complete 9 months, nevertheless, even that man di Omar says, Yoledes l'shiva, Yoledes l'mikutoy. A 7 month baby, gestation period of only 7 months, that's normal, that could even be less than 7 months. That could be 6 months plus some days. And this is based upon Shinemar, Vahi l'tkufo sayom. When Chana was giving birth to Shmuel Hanavi, so she was pregnant. It says tkufos hayomim. So it's tkufos is plural. That's two tkufos. A tkufo is 90 days. So that would be 3 months times two is 6 months. And hayomim, the minimum of days is two. Tafasta mu below tafasta, tafasta mu tafasta. So the minimum number of tkufos is two. The minimum days is two. So two tkufos is two seasons, two 90-day periods of time is 6 months. And the minimum number of days is two. So she gave birth, miyot tkufos shtayim, umiyot yom shtayim. So she gave birth 6 months and 2 days after she became pregnant. So therefore you see that everybody holds that it is possible for a 7 month gestation to be actually 6 months and some days. So therefore, certainly if it's a leap year, you could have the time period that Sarah and Avraham were told that they would have a baby, la moed, or shuv elecha, at the next moed, I will come to you, and you'll have a baby. It certainly could have been that this information was told to them on Sukkot, and she could have 6 months and some days later at Pesach time, or almost 7 months even, at Pesach time, she could have given birth to Yitzchak, and therefore both Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua are okay. Then both also agreed that on Rosh Hashanah, meaning Aleph Tishrei, Nifkida Sarah, Rachel, V'chana, the three great women, Sarah and Rachel, the Imos, and Chana, the great mother of Shmuel Hanavi, all of them were barren, all of them were unable to have children, and they all, their tefillos were answered during the month of Tishrei, B'Rosh Hashanah, Nifkida, Sarah, Rachel, V'chana. So how do we know that? Both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, they both hold that, Minalan. So I'm Rabbi Elazar. Now this is Rabbi Elazar. This is not Rabbi Eliezer. This is true both for Rabbi Eliezer and for Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Elazar said from the following, Asya Pekida, Pekida, Asya Zechira, Zechira. We'll have two Gzeri Shavas over here, one using the words Pekida, Pekida, and one using the words Zechira, Zechira to teach us this thing. First we start off with Zechira, Zechira. Sometimes we have a style that we go with the first thing that we mentioned. Sometimes we have a style that we go with the last thing that we mentioned. Here we're going with the last thing that we mentioned first, what I call the A-B-B-A approach versus the A-B-A-B approach. Fine. So it says, Ksiv B'Rachel, it says in regards to Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu's yahrzeit is coming up. When I'm giving this year, her yahrzeit is going to be Yud Aleph Cheshvan this coming Sunday. And I should mention as well, I forgot to mention this, that yesterday was the great Lublina Rav, Meir Shapiro's yahrzeit on Zayin Cheshvan. I'm dictating this on Ches Cheshvan. And the great Lublina Rav's yahrzeit, the founder of the Daf Yomi, it was his 88th yahrzeit, we're learning all of the shiurim Le'ilui Nishmaso, because he is the founder of the entire Daf Yomi movement. In any event, so it says, in regards to Rachel Imenu, Vayiskarlo Kim es Rachel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Rachel. It's interesting, this is Daf Yud Aleph, and Rachel Imenu's yahrzeit is Yud Aleph Cheshvan. Interesting that that's a good way to remember that this is on this daf. In any event, so it says by Rachel Imenu, Vayiskarlo Kim es Rachel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered that Rachel was barren, and he gave her a child. And likewise, it says by Chana, Uksib B'Chana, by Yiskira Hashem. Chana also davened many, many, many years for a child that finally was given a child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered it, by Yiskira Hashem. So we have the Lashon of by Yiskor, by Rachel, by Yiskor, by Chana, and we also have the word Zohar in regards to Rosh Hashanah. The Asher Zechira Zechira mei Rosh Hashanah, because it says by Rosh Hashanah, the Ksiv, Shabbason Zichron Trua. So therefore, that's the Gzeir Shava of Zechira Zechira, for Rachel, Chana, alluding to their being remembered on Rosh Hashanah. And then we have Pekida, Pekida, this Gzeir Shava. It says by Chana, Ksiv B'Chana, Kipokan Hashem as Chana. So here we're using Chana, which we now have proven was remembered in Tishrei, and we compare that, Pekida, Pekida, to Sarah. It says by Sarah, Uksib B'Sarah, V'Hashem Pokad is Sarah, the famous Haftorah that we read on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah. So that's why obviously it had to say over here first Zechira, Zechira, even though it mentioned it by Rabbi Elazar, he said first Pekida, Pekida, and then Zechira, Zechira. So my guess is that he first mentions Pekida, Pekida, because that's Sarah Yimeinu, but since the derivation is Zechira, Zechira, that's why he first gave us the derivation of Zechira, Zechira. They're trying to explain why it had this, this format over here of mentioning first Pekida, Pekida, then mentioning Zechira, Zechira, and then giving us the details of Zechira, Zechira first before it gives us the details of Pekida, Pekida. In any event, that's how both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, through this drasha of Rabbi Elazar, know that the three great women, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, were answered in the month of Tishrei. Margos Weiter, it says in the Braisa, everybody agrees also, but Rosh Hashanah, Yotzei Yosef, Yibesoi Surim, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that Yosef HaTzadik was taken out to interpret the dreams of Paro. It was on Rosh Hashanah. Minolim, how do we know that? Tifsit, because the Pasuk says, Tiku b'chodeshov v'b'kesli yom chageinu chichot l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. That's what the Vagomer is. So the first part of the Pasuk tells us that it was in the month when the moon is covered up. It's the only yontif we said previously in the Gemara where there is no moon. That's the yontif of Rosh Hashanah. So when do we blow shofar? In the month that's covered up. So this pasuk is referring to Rosh Hashanah. And in the next pasuk, these are found in Kapitel Pei Aleph in Tehillim. So in the very next pasuk, it tells us, Eidus b'Yosef Somo, it says, so well, Eretz Yisrael, Sefas lo yadati yishmo. And this pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this day a special day of Eidus for Yosef, and he took him out, but say so, took him out of jail to be Al Eretz Mitzrayim. Fine. So this is how we know that this occurred during the month of Tishrei. Likewise, Rosh Hashanah batla avodim avosin lemitzrayim. Both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua both agreed that on Rosh Hashanah, that's when we stopped actually doing slave work for the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim. Now, how do you know that? Ksiv hacha, because it says in one pasuk about Seisiyeshem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, it says I will take you out of the sivlos Mitzrayim, out of being slaves, the burden of Mitzrayim. And then another pasuk says Ksiv hasam hasirosi misevel shichmo. He took Yosef HaTzadik out of the jail, and he took him from underneath this huge burden that he was under. He took him out from this huge burden. So therefore, the word Mesevel Shichmo is similar to the word Sivlos Mitzrayim, and we learn out an analogy over here that just like Yosef HaTzadik was taken out of Rosh Hashanah, so too the Jewish people stopped being servants on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Marsha points out it's very appropriate, because the whole reason behind Golos Mitzrayim was that the Shvatim, the great holy Shvatim, that they took and sold Yosef HaTzadik into captivity. So therefore, the day that Yosef comes out, it's appropriate that that should be the day of Klal Yisrael stopping to be slaves as well. Interesting, Marsha. Okay, the Gemara says then, finally, B'Nisan Nigalu, everybody agrees that Nisan was Yisrael at the time. That we don't have to have any fancy proofs. Kiddisa, B'Ferish in the Psukim, it tells us that that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Parshas HaChodesh in Bo, that tells us the entire story of that's when we left Mitzrayim. So B'Nisan Nigalu says they're B'Ferish. Okay, now, B'Tishrei, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Asidin Ligol, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, says B'Nisan Asidin Ligol. So what's the rationale for each of their two approaches? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, B'Tishrei Asidin Ligol, that's because he learns out Xer Shava of Shofar Shofar. Asid Shofar Shofar. Says the pasuk we just had before, Ksiv Ha'ach HaTikub B'Chol Shofar B'Kesigam Chageinu. We had that pasuk, and then it tells us that Ezra's Hashem, when Mashiach comes, and we're Nigol, so Ksiv Ha'asim, B'Yom Ahu, Yitok HaBishofar Gadol. On that day, they'll blow the great shofar. So that day, Mistama is the same day that we blow the regular shofar, and that therefore it will be B'Tishrei Asidin Ligoil. Not the famous way it's normally quoted. The famous way that we normally quote it is like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Meir B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidin Ligoil. This is a famous statement. Meir B'Yenu should be true. The month of Nisan is set up to be a month of Gula, just like it was the month of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gulas Mitzrayim, so too it should be in Meir B'Yenu in the future, Asidin Ligoil. How does he know that? Minolan. So Amakroi, based on the following pasuk, it says, Leil Shimurim, the Tezvav Nisan, the nighttime of Tezvav Nisan is known as the Leil Shimurim. What does it mean, Leil Shimurim? Leil HaMishumar, it was the day that was preserved, right? It says, Aviv Shamar Es HaDavar, when Yosef told Yaakov Avinu all of his dreams, so his father Shamar Es HaDavar, it means he waited for it, he anticipated it. So Leil HaMishumar, this was the day that was set up. It was the day that we're waiting for from the start of creation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, this was put into the Bria that the Gula Shlema would be on this Leil Shimurim. It's a day that we're waiting for, the Asidin, Nisan Basidin Ligal, that we're going to be in Yitzhak Hashem redeemed very soon in the month of Nisan. No, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the pasuk Leil Shimurim? He's no problem. He says, Lailo HaMishumar Uba Min HaMazikin. This is a night that is a night of protection, right? This is known as the Leil Shimurim. You don't say all the kapitlach in the Kriyash Malamita because you don't need the special protection that those psukim and those kapitlach normally bring you because it's the Leil Shimurim. You just say HaMapil and the full Kriyashma. That's it. You don't have to say the rest of the Kriyash Malamita. This is Leil Shimurim. Okay. Now we go to the fundamental root of the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua as to when the world is created. So each of them, va'azdu litamayu, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua follow their opinions based upon the following agadita type of discussion, the Tanya, because we learn in the following brisa. It says, this is Parshas Noach, which we just read, the Tanya, bishnas sheish meyos shana l'chaye Noach, it was in the 600th year of Noach's life, v'chodesh hasheni, in the second month, at the Machlokas. What does it mean, the second month? Does it mean Iyar, or does it mean Cheshvan? So, B'chodesh Hasheni, in the second month of the year, B'shiva Asa Yom L'chodesh, on the 17th day of the month, that's when the Mabul started. As the pasuk continues, Nivku Kolmainos Dahom, all of the wells of the depths, they opened up, V'arubas HaShemayim Nivtochu, and likewise the storehouses of water in the Shemayim opened up. So that's when the Mabul started, on the 17th day of the second month. So what is the second month? Rabbi Shua Omer, that month was Osa Yom Shiva Osar B'Iyar Haya. He says that was the 17th day of the month of Iyar. And he brings down this understanding, which I'm not going to go into the astronomy over here. There's a long Rashi that you can go through if you want to. It's a little bit difficult to understand, but we'll just go through the highlights over here. He says that this was the month Yom Shemazel Kima, This was the month that the stars, known as Kima, are Shokea Bayom, that they are setting during the daytime. Again, that's the complicated thing to understand how the cycle of the constellation of all the different stars of the zodiac, all the different mazolos that we have, where they are in the sky as the Earth rotates around the sun, and therefore our view of the universe is constantly changing. In any event, this month, the second month, is when the mazel, the stars known as Kima, are normally setting during the daytime. Umayanos mismatin, and that normally is a time when the waters of the world are at their low point, whatever that exactly means. Means, though, however, that it would certainly be the opposite of having a flood. That's like the waters are at their lowest. It's like the dry season. However, since the entire world was hishchis kol basara apnei kol aretz, since everybody did everything wrong, since the entire world, with the exception of Noah and his family, did terrible, terrible things, they changed around what is normal and did all sorts of abnormal things. Hishchis kol ha'aretz, so the entire world was corrupt. So Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleim, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed everything around from Maisa Bereishis, the way it set into place. So instead of Kima setting during that time, the Hela Mazel Kima Bayom, and he brought up Kima during the daytime, and that led to all sorts of problems. The Natal Shtei Kochavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, two of the stars of this constellation, of this configuration of stars known as Kima. The Natal Shnei Kochavim Kima, the Hevi Mabul Olam, and that caused somehow, by the unplugging these two stars, the Arubos HaShamayim opened up and flooded the world. That's how the Mabul came about. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Doesn't say it was the month of Iyar, right? According to Rabbi Yeshua, this is the month of Iyar, 17th day of Iyar. Rabbi Elazar Omer, also Yom Shiva, also B'mar Cheshvan. It was the second month of the year. It was the 17th day of Cheshvan. We're coming up on the 17th day of Cheshvan a week from now. So Yom Shemazel Kima Ole Bayom. It is the day that the Mazel Kima normally rises during the daytime. Umayonos Biskabrim, and the world's water is at its highest point. We turn to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Umitoch Sheshinu Maseim, since Nebuch, the world, did all sorts of terrible things. Hishus Kol Basar Pnei Kol Aretz. So the whole world corrupted and did all sorts of terrible, strange, immoral practices. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim, I'll switch things around as well. And instead, the Hela Mazel Kima Bayom, he brought up Kima during the daytime. Now, we just said a moment ago that that is when Kima normally does come up. So in tomorrow's show, we'll have to explain, what does it mean over here, the Hela Mazel Kima Bayom? That was the normal. Here he's saying it's a change. We'll explain that tomorrow. In any event, the Hela Mazel Kima Bayom, and again, he took the two stars out of Kima that opened up the floodgates, and that's how the world was flooded. So we have this fundamental difference between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua as to when the Mabul occurred. Again, Rabbi Yeshua, 17th day of Iyar, Rabbi Elazar, the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan, and Amir Tzashem and tomorrow's year will discuss their respective shitos and answer the question that we just brought down. When it says, V'hela Mazel Kima Bayom, as a change, that was the normal practice according to Rabbi Elazar. How can that be called a change? But with this, we conclude today's shiur.